the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. Please be with us.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Today, Thursday, is the 3rd of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. and the 5th of May 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 43 to 47 in the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Hadhihi jahannam allati yukadhibu biha al-mujrimun.
This is hell which the criminals deny.
يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن.
They will go around between it and scalding water, heated to the utmost degree.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ.
But for he who has feared the position of his Lord are two gardens.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Denial of paradise, hell and resurrection lead men to join the people of hell. It is as if angels or guards of hell say unto sinners that this is hell against which prophets warned you, but you denied and belied it out of arrogance, vanity, enmity and ignorance. The blessed verse 44 further depicts hell and its excruciating torment, saying that sinners move between hell and boiling water. As the previous episodes of today's special, we continue this topic, keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. The month of Ramadan is the month of hope and mercy. Throughout this month, we have intensified our worship, devoted ourselves, mind, body, and soul to the Almighty, and enlightened our spirits in the way of Islam. We fasted, made regular dua, offer charity to the less fortunate, and just increased our good deeds in general. But just as all good things must come to an end, Ramadan is only 30 days long. Muslims all over the world feel the loss. The warmth of Ramadan eventually fades, and we are left slipping back into old bad habits. Ramadan gives us all the extra incentive to act on our faith and grow closer to Allah. But something that many people often forget is that we have the capacity to spread the spirit of Ramadan throughout the world all year long. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about what to do and what not to do in order to preserve the blessings of the month of Ramadan. By doing this, we find that when we are in the state of fasting, not only from the point of eating or drinking, we observe fasting. However, I mean, the effects of fasting should be observable in all the jobs and practices we do. At the same time, we find that, I mean, piety is one of the important parameters and yardsticks in the month of Ramadan, piety. Because one of the aims of fasting is practicing religious piety. And if someone doesn't eat anything or drink anything, yet, for example, he or she continues backbiting or, for example, spreading rumors about other people, this isn't good, and this isn't a good act, and it should be avoided, strictly avoided. In this connection, it must be indicated that according to the instructions of the fifth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, most likable jobs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a small job, is a little job, okay, that's continued throughout the year and, I mean, all over and over. It isn't, I mean, from this, it can be inferred that if someone, for example, recites the longest surah in the Holy Quran just once a year, it isn't, it's good, but it isn't enough. But if he keeps reciting a very, short surah in the Holy Quran and continues reciting it throughout the whole year, I mean, and the act may take only just a few minutes, the second one is more likable and more recommended to do.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
I love this part because it suggests us the ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. One step is seeking forgiveness. Besides feeling anger, we also make mistakes on a spiritual and personal level. We should continue to seek forgiveness whenever we do wrong, as it heals our souls and protects our relationships. So, seek spiritual forgiveness in your prayers and du'as. If you make a mistake, apologize and seek to fix your error as soon as possible. Remember to apologize for the little things too, like bumping into someone, forgetting to call, or accidentally interrupting a conversation. It builds empathy and helps you be more mindful. It is absolutely okay to seek forgiveness from those younger than you, for example, for raising your voice at your children, even if they did something in error. Ramadan is over, but we continue looking at the health benefits of fasting backed by science. May boost brain function and prevent neurodegenerative disorders. Though research is mostly limited to animal research, several studies have found that fasting could have a powerful effect on brain health. One study in mice showed that practicing intermittent fasting for 11 months improved both brain function and brain structure. Other animal studies have reported that fasting could protect brain health and increase the generation of nerve cells to help enhance cognitive function. Because fasting may also help relieve inflammation, it could also aim in preventing neurodegenerative disorders.
So if we want to maintain our spirituality, first we have to understand what it takes to be spiritual to begin with. You know, sometimes we think spirituality is this exotic branch of Islam and there's a secret that we have to figure out, as if it's some type of code that we have to decipher. You know, sometimes we think that, you know, I just need that. There's a secret dua that I need to get my hands on. And if I recite that dua, then I'll become a spiritual person. Spirituality, brothers and sisters, it begins with fulfilling the wajibat and avoiding the muharramat. You know, sometimes we make it more complicated than it needs to be. And you will never taste true spirituality as long as you're committing sins. You know, it's comparable to someone who eats junk food and goes to the gym and works out. Someone like that, you know, as they say, you know, 80% of fitness is about what you eat. Right? You can spend hours and hours in the gym, but if you're not eating healthy food, then you're not going to be able to develop muscle. You're not going to be able to be healthy. You're not going to look like a healthy person. Similarly, if we are committing haram, even if we recite Dua Kumail and we recite all of these supplications, but we're not making any effort to avoid the muharramat, it's not going to have an impact. You know, there's a beautiful story about Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq. So Imam al-Baqir, the father, and Imam al-Sadiq, the son, they're in Mecca. And they're performing tawaf. Imam al-Sadiq was young. And Imam al-Sadiq was performing a mustahab tawaf. And he was sweating, and there was a lot of crowds, and he was exerting himself in the performance of a recommended act. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he saw his son, Imam al-Sadiq, sweating, and he's putting so much effort into fulfilling this recommended act. And Imam al-Baqir, he puts his hand on his shoulder and he says, "Oh, my son, you don't need to go above and beyond. You don't need to put that much more effort if you have taqwa." If you have taqwa. Meaning, if you avoid the muharramat and you do your wajibat, it doesn't take very much beyond that to please Allah.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear friends, and here is fresh food for thought for you today in the form of an excellent aphorism from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. May I lead you to the best moralities of this world and the life to come? These moralities are to regard him who disregarded you, give him who deprived you of his bestowals, and pardon him who wronged you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition and hadith, which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith goes back to something that occurred for the Prophet on his night ascensions to the heavens. In other words, the Mi'raj. When the Prophet was taken to heaven and he ascended to heaven, something transpired. And the Prophet related this to people and it became a hadith which has been related and transcribed and was passed down to us. This hadith is a part of a very lengthy hadith which has been narrated in the famous book regarding the night ascension, which was written by a famous scholar, Daylami. In the tradition in which the Prophet's ascension to heaven was recounted, God Almighty has been related and narrated to have said the following to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam: O Ahmad, be continuous in my remembrance, meaning continuously remember me, always remember me. When God said this to the Prophet responded by saying, O my Lord, how can I be continuous in your remembrance? How could I remember you always? I got a lot of things to do. I got to go to work. I got to go to school. How can we continuously remember God? We have other things to do as well. A lot of people say that. We can't constantly read the Quran or remember Allah. But we want to. How can we do this? In response to this question, God Almighty replied to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying the following: Through seclusion from people, despising the sweet and sour of the world, and clearing your stomach and your house of the world. Okay? So he mentions, God Almighty mentions, a couple of things which, if accomplished, can lead to constant remembrance of God. And this could be interpreted in one of two ways. It could mean that by doing these things, it could give us the opportunity and the capacity, create a capacity and a power within us to remember God. Meaning if we don't do these things, it's preventing us from remembering God. Or it could mean that these acts could serve as a substitute for the remembrance of God. We can interpret this hadith maybe in one of these two ways. The first thing that God mentions, is seclusion from people. It doesn't mean that we go and live in a cave away from the people, right? It could be that we stay away from bad people, or it could mean that, we are with people, but we don't adopt their bad habits, right? It could mean that we limit our, gatherings with people and accompaniment of people to the least amount that is necessary. You know, we can interpret this in one of these ways. Despising the sweet and the sour of the world, right? When we say world here, we mean things that bring us further away from God. Not necessarily the physical beings of this universe, because these are the signs of God. And cleaning our stomach and our house of the world, meaning not having unlawful things, you know, not having unlawful food, not eating unlawful foods, and these kind of things. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at things which bring about continuous and constant remembrance of Allah in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد عجل فرجا.
Thank you so much, respected brothers and sisters, for being with us, and thanks for joining us again. So, inshallah, now we will continue reciting, but we will listen to our brothers here. Brother Mahdi will start ayah 11, then inshallah we'll go on with other students. So, ready, Brother Mahdi?
Wait, ayah 11, that's...
Yeah, ayah 11. Fiha fakihatu
wa nakhlu.
I don't know what you should
read. Ready? So, listen up. Everyone, listen to Brother Mahdi. We are, if you are new to our classes, we are on page 531, Surah Ar-Rahman, ayah 11. So, 11. Brother Mahdi, we're listening to you.
Recite.
MashaAllah. Thank you so much, Brother Amin Hussein. Now continue.
وَالْحَبُّ ذَا الْعَصْفِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ.
Great. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ. MashaAllah. Next one.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Oh, thank you so much. محمد يحيى.
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار.
Okay, thank you so much. Mahdi, continue.
Oh wait, وخلق الجان من مارج من نار.
Oh, read the whole ayah again.
وخلق الجان من مارج من نار.
ما شاء الله, thank you.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
رب
المشرقين ورب المغربين
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
مرج البحرين يلتقيان.
The previous one was marriage, okay?
Yes, because there's no alif.
Yeah.
Here's an alif.
Yeah.
Because ma has an alif here, but this okay. Ma doesn't. It's Thank connected you. To the ra.
Right. So, Minhan Hussein.
بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان.
الحمد لله ما شاء الله.
Recite,
yeah.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
Okay. يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان.
أحسن. So, thank you. Now, let's talk about the rules here.
Oh, come on.
فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام.
والنخل ذات.
Aha.
Okay, so can we continue now, please?
Next like, one. So, والحب Dhul'asfi wal-rayhan. Who can say what is skipped here? What's silent?
Can I say? Wal-habbu. Wal-habbu. Alif. And. And wal-rayhan. Wal-rayhan.
Okay. So, Amin Hussain, is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, Hamzatul Wasl and wal-habbu.
And wal-rayhan.
Zul. Zul. No, it's not zul. It's just dhul. So, dhul, the waw or waw maddi is? Skipped here, which is silent here now.
Yes.
Great. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ Not ذُو الْعَصْفِ, no. ذُو الْعَصْفِ, no. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ ذُو الْعَصْفِ That's correct. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ No. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ Which one? حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِ
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ
Great.
Again,
Hamzat al-Wasl is Salsalin kal-fakhwar. Alif.
Kal-fakhwar.
Wa khalaqal jan.
Marjin min nar.
Khalaqal, this alif. Hamzat al-Wasl.
Khalaqal.
Great. Next one. Fabi-ay ala, again the same.
And then the same. Rabbul
mashriqayni, the same. Hamzat al-Wasl. Fabi-ay ala, no. Marajal bahrayn, the same. Hamzat al-Wasl. بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان
nothing
فبأي آلاء the same يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان
the same things and then my turn and then my turn the my turn
واو واو
ألف لام not ألف لام واو واو
سرياس لؤلؤ
حمزة الوصل
حمزة الوصل is a type of bird
it's a type of bird yeah pretty sure it's a type of bird
we don't say
so here we have
لؤلؤ is a type of bird
we shouldn't do منهما مللؤلؤ.
Great. That is Alif Maddi. MashaAllah, Muhammad. Okay. Yeah. Alif Maddi is there.
Sure.
Minhuma. But Hamzatul Wasl.
Sure. In Lu'lu'il Marjan, it's there's the two wows There's like you don't read them.
Oh,
it's yes. Hamza, yes. And then Hamza, the ma.
Ah, he is right. He is right. Also, Fabi ayye alae, the previous word, previous ayah. Fabi ayye, alif is the base for Hamza.
No,
you don't read. Fabi ayye, look.
Yeah, Fabi ayye, but Hamza is not because
the Hamza is.
Before.
Like, yeah, the Hamza is here, then the Alif is here.
No. La, no. Fabi ayye, ayye.
Ayye.
Take a look at ayye.
Fabi ayye.
Ayye, do you see ayye or no?
It's like, Fabi ayye.
Ayye. Alif. After ba, there is one.
Ba. It's really small.
Yeah. After ba, there is an Alif, but it is the base for Hamza, so it's not pronounced. So you don't read Fabi. Oh, even if you read it alif, it's the same thing. But alif doesn't accept haraka. That's why Hamza is there. Mm-hmm. So, fabi ayyi alai. Next one. What was? Minhuma, mashallah. Nice point. Minhuma lu'lu'u wal marjan. So, alif hamzatul wasl is there. You skip the alif maddi, right?
Sure, there's an alif. There's an alif and minhuma, but like, it's not gray though. And it's ah. But I know it's gray, but like,
yeah, minhuma. So alif maddi is skipped when hamzatul wasl is there.
But sir, there's no alif maddi here.
So how do you read it, Mahdi?
It's supposed to be minhuma.
Minhuma. Just read minhuma. It with the next word.
Minhuma.
Look, you skipped that one. You got it.
It continues with lu'lu al marjan.
Yeah, lu'lu wal marjan. So bay yakhruju minhuma al lu'lu wal marjan. You skip the alif maddi. Yakhruju minhuma al lu'lu wal marjan.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So let's read two more rules, okay?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna continue reading.
More. Yeah, we will then inshallah continue reading.
Starting with me.
Yeah.
Here.
So remember, do you know? I think it's better to talk it in 11.3. I mean the Tajweed rules, because in Tajweed rules there is one rule called idgham, which means merging. Yeah, yeah, it means merging one letter to another letter.
Like, yes. Like minhumal.
Minhumal. Mashallah, you already know that.
Like minhumal.
Yeah, we know
it's
like
from
here.
The first. No.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Look, if Alif has the Tanwin Fatha. Tanwin Fatha, and then after Tanwin Fatha, we have Alif. So this Tanwin Fatha will be. Tanwin Fatha will be merged to Waw or Ya or Ra, whatever. This Alif here is skipped. For example, the word, we have أَرُسَلْنَا نُوحًا أَلِف نُوحَا حَا and أَلِف تَنْوِين, okay? وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ So here, نُوحًا, when we say أَرُسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ نُوحًا, the تَنْوِين is merged with that wow. How do you say? وَأَرُسَلْنَا نُوحًا أَلِف is sacrificed here. أَرُسَلْنَا Nuhan, Alif, Tanwin, and Alif. So, Nuhaw wa Ibrahima, that Alif is skipped there. So, that's another rule. Remember that. Hey, remember this. The rule is this, Muhammad Yahya.
Yes.
You don't have to forget. If we have Tanwin Fatha and then Alif, okay? So, with the next word, this Tanwin Fatha will be merged with the next letter and Alif is skipped there.
So, but what in here? But here, this ayah that has been. Idgham, we don't have any Tanwin Fatha that is idgham.
It's not, we don't have Tanwin Fatha.
In this ayah, we don't have any Tanwin Fatha.
Which ayah? وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِمْ مَارِجٍ
15, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
We don't have Tanwin Fatha, so there is no alif to skip. Do we have any alif?
Yeah.
I'm saying, look, the rule is this. Muhammad Mahdi, Hussainan. The rule is this. Tanwin fatha, then alif. Then waw ya. Or any meme, anything. Okay? Adgham rules that inshallah we'll talk about them. So here the alif is skipped between tanwin fatha and the next letter. Sometimes there is one alif. So when there is one alif, sometimes that alif is skipped when you join the two parts of the two sides. Okay.
And what is with adgham?
Ah, adgham merging. Inshallah, I said
this. Yes, I know you were not talking about adgham.
Yeah. No. I said adgham. Okay. But we'll talk about adgham itself. And level 3, inshallah, because it is tajweed rule. Yes, okay, right?
Yes.
Okay,
now let's return to the recitation.
So there is another rule.
Okay, no?
There is another rule, okay? It's a kind of nice one it is. Can you go to Surah Ahzab, Ayah 10? So the next rule, okay, talks about this. That sometimes the letter Aleph, when the word has the letter Aleph, for example, at the end, okay, imagine, a word ends with Aleph.
Yes.
A word ends with Aleph, okay? So the second rule, inshallah, if you can go to Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 10, page 419, right? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا. Now listen again. I joined the two ayah together. Wait. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Pay attention at the word ظُنُونَ, okay?
Okay.
إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ تَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ.
One, I stop at ظُنُونَ, okay? How do I read it? Look. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. Now, I do not stop.
Why you stretch?
That's the rule. Look. Now, I join them. Okay? I join this ظُنُونَ with the next ayah.
وَتَظُنُّونَ
بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ هُنَالِكَ. Did I stretch the sound? So, Mahdi, the rule says that if this word, al-dhununa, there are not a lot of words, okay? Six, seven words are there, okay? Like this. So the rule says that this alif, dhununa, when you stop at this alif, you stretch the sound, make it alif maddi. Dhununa. So stay within, inshallah, stay with that? IRIB English Radio and also several international schools network and also with students here, Manhal Hussein Nasir, Muhammad Mahdi, Jasib al-Husayna, Yahya, and Hadi, inshallah, let's recite the Quran Kareem. Thank you so much. May Allah Almighty bless us all. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن. Oh.
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. I have the honor and privilege of being joined by my brothers in faith and humanity. To the right, I have the one and only brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me here. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And to my right,
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for having me, Abdullah al-Musawi.
Brother Habib, at your service. I'm studying in the Hawza. I've been studying for 10 years, Mashallah. Which is a long time for,
it is,
to some
to
extent.
To be studying anything, really.
Yeah, and...
And Brother Abdullah?
Well, I am in the same boat as Brother Habib. We kind of started together in Hawza. Maybe he was like a year before me.
I was a year before you.
Yeah. So we both students of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Brother Habib, would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I like to go outside. Depending on the people, the community that I sit down with, the gatherings are very important.
Oh, so you pick and choose. Yeah, you so don't that, socialize for the sake of socializing.
That's the advice. That's the advice of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, اختر المجالس لعينك. Which means pretty much choose carefully the assemblies or the gatherings that you sit in and that you are in. And pretty much it's very important. Time wasting comes up to mind. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sins that might come up.
Through speech.
Yeah, like really, the devil could be a human being, right? And they just want to make problems. They just want to waste your time. They just want to, you know, see people fall into problems. That's how they're good. They're sick. Anyways, yes, I do socialize, but I socialize with, you know, a specific circle.
Mm.
And usually the socialize benefits me either in the year after, my lessons, or money.
Given the fact that you've just stated you're very mindful of the quality of your socializing, is it safe to say that there are times you prefer your own company over others?
Of course.
There are times that you choose to be alone.
Every human being needs time alone, even from the wife, even from the children. I know some people who are blessed in some situations. There are times where you just need to sit down between you and yourself. You know, and the other day, when I first got married, my wife used to always tell me, why are you sitting down? What are you thinking about? I told her, nothing. She
really?
Said, what do you
Is
mean
nothing?
Seriously, nothing. Just sitting down, just like, leave me
blank?
Alone.
Blank.
Just leave me alone. And then one day she was very busy with, I don't know, with the children. She had a dentist appointment. She had, her friends coming over. And she was just so busy. And then after the children slept, after they took so much time from her and energy, she just sat down. I told her, said, you were right. Human beings do need this. We need to just sometimes to sit down, gather our thoughts.
And recharge.
And recharge. Just, you know, leave out everything. You know, if we stay with all this, you know, connections, especially on social media, where you're connected with people from America, and you're connected from people in China, and you're connected from people in Iran, and you're connected from people in Lebanon, and then you're just everywhere. You're everywhere. That takes energy. That takes time. And we need to, you know, sometimes just sit down by ourselves.
For sure. How about you, Sayyidina? Do you prefer to be alone most of the times, or do you appreciate company?
I do appreciate company if they are company. There are people, because they're sitting around you, it doesn't make them company. There are specific people that you feel you are in sync with them, you're in touch with them on a...
Compatible, yeah.
Not just compatible, more than compatible. Sometimes you have friends that are compatible with them, but more than an hour and they become annoying. But there are those who, if you could use this term, soulmates, or those who are in touch on a spiritual or soul level, those people you never get sick of, I guess. The more time you spend them, the better. But like Brother Habib said, there are times where any human being, doesn't matter who you live with, you do need a bit of space and time. Generally speaking, for me as a person, I am a very introvert. I don't like to socialize as much.
Have you always been this way?
I have always been this way, yes. I mean, I do go to gatherings and stuff like that, but me personally, I would rather be by myself. Unless there's a special someone, that's a different. But more than that, no thanks. I'll pass.
Has anyone ever said to you that there's something wrong with you because you're so introverted?
A lot of people have. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't deny the fact that people told me that I, even beginning with my own family members, they said to me, there's something. I remember even my dad used to tell me that. I'm like in my closed environment, in my own room or doing my own thing. Even when I'm in the house and there are people, I would like to stay in my own room and not to talk with people. So this has been, I think, since childhood, I have been like that. And I don't know if there are other factors, whether it's right to wrong, is, I don't know. I'm not going to become a therapist for myself. But as far as I'm concerned, that when I'm alone, I'm at peace.
Hmm.
Because when I'm not alone...
No one could bother you.
I don't know. Me personally, I'm very sensitive. I get, like, a person might say something to me or do something and I get hurt a lot. So I'd rather to keep myself locked in.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't know you like that, brother. You know, yeah, this is the first time I understand you that way. If someone doesn't, you know, smack me, doesn't bash talk to me,
brother Habib,
I get kind of like, is this person talking behind my back or something? What's up?
Can I say this about you, brother Habib? You in Hausa used to wrestle with other students in the courtyard of the Hausa.
That's his love language. Do you think that there's this cookie cutter that we can just put on this dough, which is society, and let everyone fit into the shape of whatever cookie it is that we want to bake, and say it's best if human beings are introverted, or it's best if human beings are extroverted?
Of course, the first thing that popped up to my mind when you said cookie dough and, you know, put the thing, Shrek 2. I don't know why, but
the
Shrek,
Muffin Man?
The movie. Yeah, I think it was because of him. But anyway, Shrek is a good movie. Anyway, but the thing is that human beings are different.
For sure.
Every culture is different. Every person, inside every house, there's a difference. For example, your brother is different from you. Your sister is different from you. Your mother is different from you. Your father is different from you. There are specific traits in every human being that, you know, makes them, I'm going to say in a good way, shine. Makes them distinct from their other members of society, household, or whatever. And is it good for everyone to be an extrovert or an introvert? I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to deal about that. But there are ways of dealing with people. There are ways of, you know, how to be social. And any manner, human beings are social creatures. We need society to, you know, strive. Whether you like it or not. See, for example, when you take a selfie and you're having a long time picking out the emoji good enough for you, what are you doing? You're interacting with society, whether you like it or not. That's up to you. On this basis, Islam has come up with the ideas and mentalities, instructions of how to deal with society, how to deal with, you know, extroverts and how to deal with introverts. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to socialize.
To a degree.
You have to socialize.
To get your affairs moving on.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know why, but I feel like there's this exaggeration on this idea, this concept of socialize, and, you know, we return it to mental illnesses. Some people drag it to a point. You're not sensitive about being sensitive. I know people being sensitive about being sensitive. Yeah. Like, I'm a sensitive person. Don't hurt me about my sensitivity. Right? Mm. No. Habibi, we're human beings. We have to interact. You have to go outside. You have to buy milk. Mm. How do you eat cereal without milk? Anyways.
You can eat it dry.
That's
with
not
warm
good.
Water. Now, the idea is, like, we can't shape society or people into being either introvert or extrovert. At the end of the day, no matter how introvert I am, I still have to go out to gatherings. I still have to gossip with people. I have to go
lessons,
and
you
interact
have to with come
people.
Here.
Right now,
me
being who I am, I'm sitting with you guys, right? And I go outside, I have gatherings, I give classes, I give lectures. So I am, you know, constantly with people. But inside me, whether I feel like being alone or not, that's a different issue. But at the end of the day, you have to deal with society based on, you know, your needs basis, I guess.
You guys have very different personality sets, and that just makes this conversation even more interesting. Sayyid Abdullah, when was the last time you felt... I mean, given the fact that you're an introverted person, have there been any times where you felt, okay, I'd rather not be alone? Being alone sucks.
It does. Being alone, I do admit, being alone sucks. And there's no one that knows this concept more than me. So, yeah, so it sucks. But obviously, throughout this loneliness that you're cocooned in, you do feel the urge and the need to be with somebody. Because then, like Brother Habib said, human beings were created from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be social creatures. We're not alone. We're not cavemen. So there is a longing to someone else. Now, be it a wife, a spouse, like Allah says, sakanun lakum, you know, they are a comfort for you, because at the end of the day, you'll always need that comfort. Always a close friend that you will feel, you know, special towards. So at the end of the day, you do feel, in your times of loneliness, you will definitely feel the urge to be with somebody.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Brother Habib, you are more extroverted than the both of us. And you're actually good at socializing. You're very open. You speak to everyone. You laugh at everything. During these times of socializing, even when it was with the cliques that you do appreciate, did you ever feel like, nah, I just want to get out of here. I want to go home.
There are certain groups that, yeah, like but it's that point where, like, all right, it's not about me stopping from socializing. It's about me halting myself from being with this environment, with this group. I remember this happened to me last year. Like, I had a group of friends that, for example, we would go for a reading lesson, for a reading session. And then after that, we would go, for example, to either play football or to exercise or do something, you know, just to move. And we were sitting down, we were talking, and, you know, in the middle of it, I just felt like, these guys are not, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from that. It's not about stopping from socializing.
Uh-huh. It was the people.
It was the people. Like, I don't know if I want to continue like this.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. But there's also a hadith, I believe. I'm probably butchering it. You guys know better than I do. That is along the lines of be with the people, but
live with the people in a manner that you live with them with your body, but if you're, yeah, but your soul is somewhere else.
There we go. Yeah. I knew you'd deliver.
That's the concept of, this is something that I wanted to add, what Sayyid Abdullah was stating, that it's hard, it sucks to be, you know, alone. And we have this saying available, if I'm not wrong, it's available in the Surah Al-Kahfi, I'm sure, that the 12th hadith, the long hadith between Imam Kadhim alayhi salam and Hisham ibn al-Hakam, where he's saying the merits of the intellect and mind. And he says that Allah, that these intellectual people, these true intellectual people, would stay away from society. Why? Because of the ignorance that they see from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives them the strength to stay, you know, alone.
Isolated.
Yeah, they would rather live in this sucky and, you know, lonely place rather than interact with society who are, you know, do not have any intellect.
Because it's so painful to them, isn't it?
It's painful to be lonely, but it's more painful to be with the ignorant people.
Yep.
That's one thing. And then, therefore, at the end of the day, there's also this concept of, you know, having to interact. In the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, a man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He told him that one of your Shias, one of your followers, he stays at home. He tells him, how does this person teach other people? How does he learn? How does he pray? Because, you know, meaning congregation prayer, yeah, right, and everything. So the one way to combine these two, you know, concepts is that, yes, you live with people with your body, but spiritually, intellectually, mentally, you're not with them. Mm. Your body's with them. Your body is with them in the stores. Your body's with them in, you know, in the assemblies, in the meetings and everything. But your soul is